This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. Well, with the fall sports season upon us, we turn to our sports correspondent Andy Gardner for a look at what to watch for as the leaves change and college athletics takes center stage once again. One of the biggest stories comes from a small school in Colchester, St. Michael's College, which has a new athletic director this year, just the fourth to be named to the post in the last 70 years. And Andy Gardner joins us now in our VPR studios right down the road from St. Mike's to tell us more. Andy, thanks for being with us again.
Always glad to be with you, Mitch.
So let's start by getting a profile of the new St. Michael's athletic director. Who is Chris Kenny?
Chris Kenny, 53 years old now, has been on the Colchester campus since 1982. He bleeds purple, as one of the veteran SMC coaches said. He came as an undergraduate, earned a bachelor's degree in journalism, became the sports information director at the school, and then gradually worked his way through athletic administration and earning a master's degree in administration at the school along the way until in 2014 was a senior associate athletic director. And when Jerry Nortz, 18 years on the job, announced her resignation, retirement, he was part of the four finalists to come on campus to replace Jerry and was selected in July, took over on July 1st of this past summer.
Now, his task moving forward is not an easy one. St. Michael's likes to maintain a strong academic focus among its student athletes, and they're competing in a pretty rough arena. Why is its Division II status so daunting?
Well, let's start with the academic side first, Mitch, which is really commendable. St. Michael's has a 98% graduation rate for its student athletes, which at the Division II level is measured by something called the academic success rate. The NCAA looks at both scholarship and non-scholarship athletes when it gets its percentages. St. Michael's has been in the top five nationally for seven consecutive years out of 313 Division II schools, and it's led the Northeast 10 Conference for the last 6 years in graduation rate. And the Northeast 10 is strong academically. You had four of its schools are in the top 10, and six are in the top 25. Switching now, though, to athletics. First of all, the Northeast 10 is something of a misnomer. There are actually 15 schools in the conference now, not 10. And it is arguably the most successful Division II athletic conference in the country. Since 1994, it's won 19 team NC2A titles, and that has been spread across 10 schools in seven sports. It's also had 16 individual NCAA titles in track and swimming. So it is rough top to bottom athletically in the Northeast 10. And St. Michael's has had trouble on that front.
Well, is that because St. Mike's is a very small school, even within Division II in this Northeast 10 conference? It's one of the smaller schools?
Size is not the issue. It's athletic scholarships and resources, Mitch. The Northeast 10 began as the Northeast 8 in the early 1980s, and it was a basketball conference. The only sport that it allowed athletic scholarships was men's and women's basketball. St. Michael's joined in 1987 under those auspices and joined traditional longtime rivals like Assumption, Bentley, St. Anselm. But just like in Division I, the landscape has changed dramatically in terms of conference alignments, expansions, deletions. Three NE10 schools moved up to Division I. Springfield dropped down to Division III. They had to bring in newer schools and expand the footprint farther south from New England into New York. As they did that, they added sports and became more aggressive on the athletic front. And they gradually, starting in 1994, began adding scholarships or allowing scholarships in other sports. St. Michael's is the only school that still stands fast to the basketball-only scholarship.
Well, why not expand? Why not do more scholarships in other sports?
It hasn't been the school's philosophy to this point that to have an athletic scholarship be the primary focus for bringing a student to campus, that's not how they roll. But they realize, Chris Kenny realizes more than anyone, having been on scene for almost 30 years, that the landscape is so different that they have some hard decisions to make. Julie Rupert, the commissioner of the NE10, is very, very sympathetic with St. Michael's situation. She has known Chris Kenny since she was a student at Middlebury College. Julie worked in the America East Conference, is very, very familiar with Vermont and St. Michael's. And she has said that, you know, the ball is in St. Michael's court, that if they want to remain relevant and make an impact on the athletic side, they're going to have to look to expand their resources.
What about dropping down to Division III? As you wrote in your article, St. Anselm did that.
St. Anselm is exploring that. It's a possibility that it could do that. And that's been a discussion at St. Michael's for 23 years. Because essentially, apart from basketball, St. Michael's is a D2 school operating at the D3 level. But their problem with that, Mitch, is there's really no place for St. Michael's to land. The New England Small College Athletic Conference would be the most logical geographically. That's the Middlebury's Conference, the group of 11 New England liberal arts colleges. But NESCAC has no need or desire to expand. And the other New England D3 conferences just don't make sense academically. They're not a good fit. So that is an outside option. What is more plausible is to look at perhaps adding scholarships.
It sounds to me like it's not too much of a stretch to say that this is really a crossroads time for St. Michael's.
It is. St. Michael's has some hard decisions to make. The problem is with athletic aid or need-based aid, it's a finite pie. And if you take from one spot, you rob from another. They're going to need a commitment from alumni or outside sources to help fund this if they want to go the athletic scholarship route.
Thank you so much for bringing this story to light. You can read Andy Gardner's article about Chris Kenny and the St. Michael's program on our webpage, vpr.net. Andy Gardner, thanks so much for being with us again.
My pleasure, Mitch.